Let me just get started, and I'll do a roll call real quick. I want to just welcome everyone to the Habits of Health support call. This is formerly the Take Shape for Life maintenance support call. My name is Mary Jane Medlock, and I'm your host this evening. I personally do these calls the last Wednesday of each month, and if there are five Wednesdays like there is this month, I do the last two. We have designated any month that has five Wednesdays, we have now designated that as a refresher course for the transition and the maintenance phase of the program. So that you'll know, you can tell your clients and your health coaches that, you know, if you need to gear somebody towards maintenance and they just need a refresher course and need to ask questions, we're designating this fifth Wednesday of the month. And so that's what I'm going to be doing today. Just a little bit about me for those of you on the call that do not know me. I have been, with Take Shape for Life since the onset. I've had a lot of success with the program. I lost over 152 pounds over 9 years ago, and I continue to maintain a healthy weight loss and a healthy lifestyle. I am also a certified health coach with Take Shape for Life, and I have been since 2002. I work closely with Lori Anderson, who is our co-founder, and she's also the host of the Monday night support call, the nurses support call. She's also the coordinator for all of the calls. So she's a wonderful person. And for any of you that are actually brand new to this call, again, it's every Wednesday night, and it's for health coaches and for Take Shape for Life customers. This is an interactive call, which just basically means we encourage you to ask questions, if you have any comments, anything you can contribute to the call, any helpful hints that you may have during the call. These are what makes these interactive calls so successful and so awesome, because your participation could be helping someone else and by your experience. And that's the beauty of these calls. And remember, this is also a national call, which that just basically means that there are people listening in from all over the country. And in addition, remember, it's an interactive call. So we like to try to keep the volume down on the noise level. So we just ask you to please be respectful. If you're not going to speak, you can just press your mute button, or you can press *6. That'll mute you off the phone. If you want to speak at any time, just simply press *6 again, or unmute your phone. So again, tonight's the fifth Wednesday of the month, which is now the designated night for doing a refresher course on the transition and maintenance phase of this program. And I actually like this because, a lot of people sometimes, it's written in all the books, there's the manuals, but so I actually like hearing it again, and I know a lot of my clients like hearing it again. It's just because it's simple, but it could get confusing, and this is an opportunity for you to ask questions, to talk to other people that have been on maintenance. Like I said, I do this the last two Wednesdays, and there's David Miller, who does it on the first Wednesday, Gary Shaw, Nancy Pettit, and myself, and we are always here to help you with any questions you may have. Okay, so before I get started, I want to do a roll call. So who is out there tonight? Tell me your name, where you live, and what part of the program you're on.
Hi, Mary Jane. It's Philip Parker. I'm proud to say that I reached my goal weight today, and I've lost 176 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's so perfect that you can have the transition call tonight. So I just had to share that. I haven't been at this weight for 20 years, so I'm so excited.
I am. Man, you must just feel like a million bucks. I mean, how many notches did you go down on your belt?
Oh, I have to buy new belts. I actually stole my teenage son's. I'm wearing his pants and his belt, so it's fun. Oh, I went from about a size 54. I'm now a size 36.
Isn't that fabulous? Well, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I know what a great accomplishment that is. And, you know, that's what the beauty of these calls, you know, whether the nurses call, the doctors call, the New Habits of Health call. I mean, the beautiful thing about this is you can always learn something. You can listen to them over and over and over again. There's always going to be something new you're going to pick up that's going to help you, reach your optimal health benefits. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody else want to say hello?
Healthy howdies, Mary Jane. It's Nancy Pettit in Vancouver, Washington.
How are you, Nance?
Well, I'm stoked after hearing about Phil. That's great, Philip.
I know, Nancy. You know, remember when we did it? You know, and you know, we're like old timers now. Now, you know, just and that's a big. We're as Lori calls us, the masters of weight loss. You know, it's really more or less. You know, you do master certain techniques and you, but really, don't you think it's just you start forming healthier habits, and that's what keeps you maintaining? Don't you believe that?
Yes. However, I take exception to having you use the word old and my name in the same sentence.
Well, listen, I'm right there with you. So I didn't mean it. So don't take offense. I'm sorry. I'm going to see you next week, so I better duck.
All right. I'm so excited to be on the call tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. Anybody else want to say hello? Okay, well, I'm going to get started because there's not a whole lot of time left. I think I might have had a little problem getting on the line tonight. But this, again, is a refresher course for transition and maintenance. So what you do is, when you're ready to stop Metafast, you have to plan a gradual transition off the program, and you know, rather than suddenly jumping back onto food. That's really important. So during this transition period, your goal is going to start off to gradually ease back into eating regular food. At the same time, you're going to slowly wean off the Metafast products or packets. So by doing a careful transition, you will be protected from experiencing a rebound weight gain as you suddenly increase your caloric intake. This also gives your digestive system a chance to adapt to handling regular food again, which is really important for you to understand that. If you have the option, you want to stretch your transition over a period of 3 to 6 weeks so that your body can adapt to all the changes, and I'll go over that in a minute. But basically, in general, it's how long you spend in the transition phase depends on really how much weight you've lost. So if you lost less than 50 pounds, your transition will probably last about 8 weeks or take about 8 weeks. If you lost 50 to 100 pounds, you want to allow 12 weeks. Now, if you lost over 100 pounds, like myself and Phil and Nancy and many others, you want to allow a 16-week period. Okay, so that's really important that you kind of get that into your mind, because some people want to just jump right back, and you've got to get through this. Now, I'm going to go over a sample transition menu with you, but first I want to explain a little bit how you prepare for transition. When you're on a fasting program, what happens is even though this is not a fasting program, but you're eating Metafast products, and what happens is your metabolism is going to drop to conserve available energy. Your body learns how to survive on fewer calories while it's dependent on using fat stores for your energy. So when you return to eating, you initially start taking in more food while your metabolism is still sort of low. To counteract this and to decrease the risk of any kind of a regain, you're going to need to give your system time to adjust and rebuild that metabolism. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to gradually increase your caloric intake or your calories. So in the transition phase, you're going to start adding back food just a little bit at a time, allowing your body to gradually adapt as you increase your caloric intake. So by adding food slowly, this is going to help your metabolism to catch up with your intake. That is so important that you understand that. So if you've been on Metafast for several months, it could take 60 to 90 days for your metabolism to get back to normal. Eventually, your body will rebalance your metabolic rate, and you will be able to eat greater amounts of food without even worrying about gaining any weight. You'll understand that your body will figure it out as long as you start off with this gradual increase of calories. That's really important. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to ease into your digestion. But also one other thing, and you want to make sure that you are regular exercise when you're starting to gradually increase your calories. Regular exercise will also boost your metabolism. So if possible, try to plan to exercise during maybe your transition period, as well as, you know, during the first few months after going off your plan. Because consistency is more important than intensity. This is going to help your body adjust to the demand of the increased food intake, and you're not going to regain anything. It's just, you know, the old saying, you're going to burn off more than you take in. But as you're gradually increasing your food, keep all this in your mind, because what we're doing is, for the first 60 to 90 days, we want to boost that metabolism and get it back to normal. And then things are going to start to even out. Okay, and the next thing you're going to do is ease into your digestion. So during the time you're on Metafast, your digestive organs, they don't have to work as hard as they they don't have to work very hard. They kind of take a break. Your stomach, you know, is avoid eating like a wide variety of foods, and it avoids dealing with you know, spices that could irritate your system or any kind of difficult textures. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your system never gets stuck with having to digest a large amount of food at one time. So when you actually stop the program or stop MetaFast and you begin eating regular food again, your system may have to hold back at having to go back to work a little bit. Initially, you could experience some abdominal discomfort, including bloating or maybe some nausea, maybe diarrhea, just as if when you first started the program, you know, you could experience that on any program. It's not just ours. It's just your system is going through changes. So when you start eating food, you know, these kind of foods and putting foods back into your system, don't be surprised if if you do experience a little bit of discomfort or bloating, diarrhea, things like that. Some people just go right through it. Other people have very little symptoms, but this is just something that, you know, that I just want to let you know. But you can minimize these type of problems by making sure that you do introduce food very gradually. Okay, now the transition eating plan is actually divided into four stages or four food sections, which you add one at a time. So as you advance to each of these new phases, you're going to continue to eat the foods from all the previous stages as well. And this is really important to remember because I've been doing this for a long time, and I have many clients, as Nancy and many other people on this call do. And I'm sure if I asked Nancy, she'd probably say the same thing. Many of my clients going way, way back, they didn't really follow the transition properly. And a lot of times, by not following transition properly and not really going through these four phases, you could start gaining some weight back. And, you know, we don't want that to happen. So it's really important, you know, all these years later that we have so many new tools and our support, our education is so much better. We've all learned so much over the years, so we get to share that with you. So please really, when you get like Phil, perfect example, please, 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 follow that transition plan to the T. Just like you did such a perfect job losing all that weight, you reached your gold weight, congratulations. Now get into the maintenance phase and just follow it. Because when you do this, you're going to have success for the rest of your life. You'll know exactly what to do. Nothing will fool you, nothing. So anyway, but as you, you know, like I said, as you advance to each of these new phases, you're going to continue to eat the foods from all the previous stages. You can divide the foods and the amounts as you wish throughout the day, but like again, if you can, try to keep with the program the way it's written. But you do have to make sure while you're doing this, make sure that you do take the proper amount of supplements, which I'm going to go over, you know, in just 1 minute, that's indicated with each of these new phases. That's really important. So you want to, plan to do your transition over a period of, you know, however much weight you lost. It could take your transition 8 weeks, could take 12 weeks, could take 16 weeks, depending on how much weight that you had to lose. Okay, so let me go over this transition. This is going to be a sample of a transition plan. The sample that I'm going to give you is really tailored for those people that ultimately maintain their weight loss results with a 1,500 calorie per day meal plan. So so what you do is on day one or phase one, you're going to have your five MetaFast products. You're going to have your lean and green meal like you normally do, and now you're going to add one additional cup of vegetables. So that would be phase one. You want to keep week one between 900 and 1,050 calories. Phase one. Now on phase two, which is week two, you're still going to keep your caloric intake between 900 and 1,050 calories. The only thing what we're going to do for week two, is you're going to wean off one MetaFast meal. So now you're going to have four MetaFast products, your lean and green meal. You're going to have that additional cup of vegetables. You are now going to add fruit. You could have medium-sized piece of fruit, or you could maybe, if you don't want that, you can have a half a cup of cubed fruit, or you can have some berries. Please mute your phone. by hitting
the button. Then you know, like, then you're going to be on...
Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Okay, thank you. Okay, so like I was saying, on week two, we're going to have the four manifest meals, one lean and green. From week one, you're going to add one additional cup of vegetables, and then you're going to add that fruit in there. Then on phase three, or week three, now your caloric intake is going to go up from 900 to 1,050. Now we're going to go up just a little bit. You're going to go up, you want your calories to be 1,000 to 1,150 calories. So you're still going to have four manifest meals on week three, or phase three. Again, your lean and green meal, your additional cup of vegetables. You're going to have your piece of fruit or your cubed fruit or your berries or however you want to do that. And now we're going to add in dairy. Your dairy could be, you know, a cup of low-fat or fat-free dairy of any kind, cottage cheese, yogurt, things like that. You're going to add that. Could be glass of skim milk. That's going to be week three. Week Okay, can you please mute your phone? Okay, or I'm going to have to mute everybody out. Okay, on week four, or phase four, you're going to now wean off one more of your Metafast products. So now you're going to have three Metafast meals. You're going to have one lean and green meal, of course your additional cup of vegetables. And remember, those vegetables could be raw or cooked. You're now going to have your fruit, your piece of fruit. You're also going to have dairy. And now you're going to add one serving of whole grain. Could be brown rice or maybe whole wheat pasta, any kind of a high-fiber cereal, maybe a whole grain English muffin, you know, a slice of whole grain bread, things like that you're going to be adding in. And that is how you start into transition. And then somebody needs to mute their phone, please. I don't know if they can hear me, but that's okay, I guess. All right, so does anybody at this point have any questions regarding the transition part? Okay. Well, once you're done with the transition, now you're going to go into the maintenance, which is really moving on to a food plan. So after you complete the last section of transition, you begin following a meal plan between 1,200 and 1,500 calories a day, and you want to stay at this level for 2 or 3 months in order to allow your metabolism to return to normal. Remember, we talked about that. So, hello? Okay. Anyway, and in addition, and before I go on anymore, also, remember, this is the Habits of Health support call, and Dr. Anderson has brilliantly put together in Chapter 8 a three-component healthy eating system, which is like the upside-down, it's an upside-down triangle of the actual regular food pyramid that you can get on, you know, foodpyramid.org. Well, this is, Dr. Anderson has just brilliantly created this, especially for us, and it's a three-component healthy eating system, and it's in Chapter 8 of his book, The Habits of Health, Dr. A's Habits of Health. If you do not have that book, if you do not know about the book, please get a hold of your health coach. Borrow it or go right into the shopping cart and you can purchase it in the shopping cart just like you purchase food. Just get a hold of it. But Chapter 8, I just want to go over a little bit about that. He turns that pyramid upside down. The top half or the largest portion of the pyramid is going to be vegetables and fruits, and you should be getting 50% from that. And the bottom half of the pyramid is divided into two equal parts. Dr. Anderson says protein 25 and starch 25. And all you need to do is visualize this chart on your 9-inch dinner plate, and you can plan your meals accordingly. As long as you maintain the ratio of starch, protein, and fruits and vegetables, you can be sure that you are getting a healthy, balanced diet according to Dr. Anderson. And one of the suggestions Dr. A makes for an even stronger visual cue is to use a food safe marker to draw these portions right on your plate, because you will be dividing your plate into three sections. So that is in Chapter 8 of his book. So you might want to read that. He also says that this plan will work well for people with a wide variety of lifestyles and a wide variety of metabolisms, too. It'll put you on your way to learning two important habits of health, which is number one, portion control, and number two is proper portion of the three major food groups. So both of those are essential habits that's going to help you reach and maintain an optimal, sustainable weight. And I believe, I think he also talks about, Dr. A's got, he's got a low glycemic portion control system that is just automatic. It supports the weight loss. It teaches you how to eat healthy for life. These are all wonderful things that you will get on Chapter 8. But going back into the transition and maintenance, I don't have a whole lot of time left. Does anybody have any questions about that, about how I explained it, or does anyone need any clarification?
Yeah, and Mary Jane, how long did you say you stay in transition?
It depends on how much weight you had to lose. So if your weight loss was less than 50 pounds, your transition will take 2 months or 8 weeks. If you lost 50 to 100 pounds, you have to allow 12 weeks. For me, I had to allow 16 weeks because I lost, you know, over 150 pounds. So my transition went into to 16 weeks. But to tell you the truth, I loved it because I really didn't want to get off the program. But it got to a point, and this is also an important thing, that gets to a point where sometimes you lose so much weight. Like Philip is so, he is so lucky because he was able to lose 176 pounds and reach his goal. I lost 152 pounds, but I never reached my goal because my body just stopped losing, whether I'm a woman, whether I was going through woman stuff, whatever it was. I never got that chance to reach my goal. But by changing your, by going into the transition and learning healthier habits, you start to lose gradually and things, just like I said, will start to balance out. So, so that's how you know how much transition to go through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody have any other questions? Okay, well, before I switch us all over to the doctor's call, just remember that the secrets to the long-term success, most people who lose weight using Metafast benefit from following a slightly higher protein and lower carbohydrate plan long-term. The easiest way to do this is to incorporate Metafast supplements into your daily meals. I've been doing this for almost 10 years, and I wake up every day. I can't think of a better way to start my day without my hot cocoa. And I usually have an oatmeal sometime during the day, sometimes at night, but I can't think of a better way to start my day. Okay, so this is really important. The packets are going to provide a strong protein intake as well as maintaining a structure that helps keep you on track with your eating plan. The Metafast supplements are a healthy, low-fat protein source that can be used anytime instead of foods such as meat or cheese. So that's a really great secret for long-term success. And to help also with maintaining your weight, we recommend you continue using 2 or 3 Metafast supplements a day as part of your regular meal plan. You can build them into your routine by simply replacing 1 meal and 2 snacks each day with the Metafast products. For example, real quick, you know, you might have a Metafast oatmeal along with a piece of fruit when you're on maintenance for breakfast, and then maybe a Metafast shake mid-morning, and then a Metafast bar sometime in the afternoon. If you struggle with food cravings in the evenings, have a Metafast shake or a Metafast hot cocoa as a low-damage, nutritious snack. So you just want to be careful not to limit your intake too much. If you find that you're feeling hungry during this phase or if you're feeling tired, you may need to add more food to your plan. That's a big, big key right there. When you're on maintenance, when you use Metafast supplements to replace a meal, boost the calorie level by adding at least one other food item, such as a piece of fruit or a salad. That's going to really help you a lot. Okay? All right. Of course, you know, if at any time at all you gain 5 or 10 pounds, get a hold of your health coach, and please consider going back on the Metafast for a few weeks. We call it the Metafast Blitz. Approach it as a short-term treatment plan that puts you back where you want to be. Also, you want to evaluate your current life issues at that time and see if there are areas where you need to make changes. You know, like have you let your exercise program slip? Are you allowing stress or other emotional issues to affect your eating patterns? Are you drinking enough water? Are you taking your vitamins? Just take a careful look at where you might be slipping up and resolve to change those patterns immediately and talk to your health coach. Get help right away. Whatever you do, just make sure that you still incorporate the Metafast products. Okay, with that, I am going to say goodnight. Next week, David Miller will be hosting the call, I'm not sure, unless there's an announcement, because it is our national convention, so there could be somebody else hosting it, or it could be on hold, I'm not sure. We'll get that information as soon as possible. Okay, the doctor's call is right now. I'm not sure who's on there, but whoever it is, Dr. Anderson or one of the doctors, there'll be awesome information on there, and if you have any medical questions, or they're going to have a topic, so please get on that call right now, and thank you all for being on the call tonight.